Hello guys, welcome to the Boss Mama podcast, and I don't even know what episode this is, but if you are someone who feels like you're regularly posting, you have got the talking to people down, you've got the posting down, and you're not quite seeing results, or maybe your posts are feeling very samey, you're getting bored, this is really, really going to help you. So this is all about actually working out how many times you're actually posting. Are you adding value, and are you actually covering all points? But this goes over it all tonight. So hopefully you guys love this. Definitely grab a pen. This is one to do when you're sat down, not driving, and enjoy.
I'm going to hit record because this will be going on the podcast also tonight, guys. Okay, we're going to be talking about special people, putting in that special effort, and we're going to be having a little reality check. Okay, so I'm going to start by saying, what makes someone who hits SP, SC, QSSC special? Like, are they an entitled person? Were they really pretty? You know, did they have the most dramatic results on plan? Did they, you know, what is it about them? Why are they that position? Hardworking. Yeah. Okay. As simple as it is, they're just people who got shit done. It don't matter what colour your skin is, it don't matter what background you've got, it don't matter if you've got degrees, it don't matter if you're rocking up to this business with an old school iPhone 4, okay? It does not matter. You just have to be someone who gets the most amount of shit done, yeah? What's an NMD, a national marketing director in the business, is the pinnacle position that so many people strive for, yeah? But what's the difference between them and anyone else? It's just someone who got shit done consistently, kept going even when times were hard, okay? My point of what I'm saying is titles mean nothing. These are just people who decided to get the shit done every single day, and it's as simple as that. And I'll say it once, I'll say it 60 times. The business is simple. I'm going to say this and someone's going to go, that is me. Stop overcomplicating the business, okay? It's so simple. You post, we talk to people. And that's all it is in a nutshell. Call over. No, I'm joking. Imagine if I just ended the call then. Who did? See, if I was to scroll through someone's profile, would they be showing food? Would it bright, clear? Yep. Would they be showing results? Would they be showing their face? Would they be showing the product? Be showing family? Yep. A mix of JP and family life. Bit of everything. Showing themselves. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So we all know what we should be doing. We all know how many times roughly we post. So we're going to actually find out right now, okay? So I want you to write this down. These are five key pillars for you to concentrate on. Number one, value. So we want to be showing value. Maybe tonight, guys, I'm going to mention one of these and it'd hit a light bulb in your brain and you'd be like, shit, I'm not doing that. Value. This could be anything from a quote to a top tip to a recipe to a workout to you giving motivation. Value of any sorts, doesn't have to be business related. Number two, product. People need to know there is a product to be bought. Okay, so product posts. This could be you posting about your boosters, it could be your uplift. We're all good so far, guys. Yeah, amazing. Number three, lifestyle blogging. So this is your family, you know, your day in, day out, waking up in the morning, off to the park. Whatever, it's just you blogging you. Lifestyle blogging. Okay, number four, interactive. This is any sort of interactive post. So I remember seeing one from Demi today that was like, what do you prefer, Zara or Primark? That's an interactive post. How many kids do you have? Comment below. That's an interactive post. Okay, what day was your baby born and how much did it weigh? Comment below. That's an interactive post. Okay. And the final one, a direct business post. This is a business post that's obvious you are recruiting. It is a DM me. It is a hit like. It is a, I am looking for to help more mums. I'm looking to help more women. Okay, so I'm going to repeat them, write them down. Five pillars to post about. Value, product, lifestyle blogging, interactive, and a direct business post. Now, you're going to log on to your Facebook for me, okay? And we are going to see how many of these we've actually been doing. So we're going to go from the 19th of April, which is today, to the 1st of April. And I want you guys to spend some time scrolling through. So say, for example, okay, here from today is a direct business post. So next to direct business post, put one. This is a product post. So next to product post in my notes, I'll put a little tick. Okay, and so on and so on. Do you guys get what I mean? So we're going to go through all the way until the 1st of April, and you're going to put a little tick each time you've done one of these set posts. So if you see a product post, put a tick. If you've done a business post, put a tick. And we're going to see how many times you are actually posting and if it is varied. So I'm going to put on a little bit of music and we will get going with this, okay? How are we doing, guys? We need a bit more time. I'm going to give us a little bit more time. But like I say, it's probably a bit of an eye-opener to realize how much you are posting. I know for myself, I had loads of business posts, but literally no interactive. Or other people were really, really good at showing lifestyle, but weren't showing enough product and things like that. What would come under value? So it will be your own opinion. But value for myself would be a quote, my workouts, because, you know, it's helping someone, motivation, you're giving value to someone, you're helping someone with something, a recipe, that would be value. What were the categories again? So the five categories you're marking down: value, product posts, lifestyle blogging, to you, family, you know, stuff like that, interactive posts, so ones that are like Primark or Zara, how do you like your tea, you know, and direct business posts. Right, gang. Okay, so time's up. Doesn't matter if you've got to the end of the month. I want you to add up how many posts in total you have done now and drop it in the comments. So how many posts in total did you do for the time you've calculated? There is a purpose to what I'm doing. 45, amazing. So whatever number you have put down, divide it by the amount of days you've viewed. So say, for example, if you've done the 1st to the 19th, you're going to divide that by 19. And that is going to tell you how many times you're posting a day. So let me take Deb's, for example. She's got 81. Hopefully you don't mind me using this, Deb. So 81 posts since the 1st to the 19th. So she's going to divide that by 19. That's an average of 4.2 posts a day. 0.2, amazing. 4 posts a day. It may shock you because you may think, do you know what? Actually, I'm posting like 6, 7, 8 times a day. But are you, you know, on average? Because this is the thing, it's consistency. So I'll say that once again to anyone who's confused. However many posts you've got, you're going to divide it by the amount of days you've tracked for. So if you've tracked from the 1st to the 19th, you're going to divide it by 19. 6 posts, 4 posts. Give me a yes or no. Was that lower than what you thought you were averagely posting when I asked at the start? Was it lower or higher? Lower. Yeah. And you know what? It's the case for so many. When I did this, I even shocked myself. I thought I was posting 8, 9, 10 times and my average was like 6. But that just proves, and I want you guys to take this on tonight, that, you know, those days and that consistency counts, you know. And as well, have a look at your little charts there. Is it quite balanced? Are you doing loads and loads of product and no business? Or are you, when was the last time you added value, you know? And hopefully that will give you a really clear indication of perhaps where you were averagely going wrong. Is it that you need to add more into the other, you know? I'm glad it was helpful. But hopefully, like I said, that makes you realize,